Polly, you mentioned to me that you were one of the first people to sign this petition here in town. Why? Why'd you sign it?
Oh, because that's a wonderful question. Because Alaska's in dire straits from political corruption, as we've seen in the news. There just is lots wrong with our Alaska politics that has been is a result of corporate influence in our elections. And then once the candidates are elected with a lot of corporate support, then they owe their allegiance to their the people that have supported them. They are not free to really work for the people.
Describe what Clean Elections, the initiative, would do.
The initiative would allow people to run who do not have a big purse of their own, or friends who have money and who do not wish to take corporate financing. It levels the playing field. The government would enact a law, which is available on the internet, to read in full, and it describes just how it would work. And people at different levels, whether it's representative or senator, and then all up the ladder, are allowed certain amounts of money from the government purse allocated for this. And the important thing about it is that although it would take some government money, government financing, it would cost only $9 a person in Alaska to fund this program.
Brian, you're a supporter of this idea.
I am.
What interests you about this? Why do you support it?
It'll bring more people into the political arena. People who, like myself, for example, who might be very frightened to get involved with this simply because how do you get the funding? You know, these placards we see around town now, they all cost more than just a few dollars each. You know, how does one go about raising this kind of money? I think this puts a lot of people off. Then on the other end of this whole business is, and it's mentioned several times in the campaign literature, when a person does finally get elected to the select number of state positions, governor, lieutenant governor, state senator, state representative, that person is not beholden, there's a word for you, not beholden to corporate or other interests. That really interests me.
This is a voluntary program, correct?
Someone entirely could, voluntary.
Someone could still get private contributions. It wouldn't prevent them from getting private contributions?
Once one becomes qualified in the Clean Elections program, there are severe restrictions about what additional money this person can get. For example, from a political party, if this person belongs to a political party, I believe, according to the proposed statutes, that you can only get 10% of the state contribution. So it really, really limits things there.
But that's only if they voluntarily agreed to
yes.
do this.
Yes.
Otherwise, they can just take private money. And
They can just go ahead as usual and gain their money however, you know, following certain rules, of course. It's interesting to note that among the various influential people who back this proposal include two persons who endorse this who are considered to be constitutional fathers.
Vic Fisher was one of them. He was, and he's
yes.
he's been outspoken in favor of it.
Yes,
and he was a signer, and then also George Rogers, who was an advisor,
knowledgeable advisor.
Right. And well, Polly, I want to ask you about that actually, because your husband Elder, he was a delegate
yes.
and a signer to the Constitution.
Yes.
Does that have some influence on you thinking about this? Thinking about Elder and his involvement with the creation of Alaska's Constitution?
Most certainly. Most certainly, he would have been very strongly for clean elections. And Alaska was, I did some research, and Alaska was one of 20 states that adopted a statewide initiative process when it became a state in 1959. And so that enables us to put this on the ballot. It's interesting that only 20 states have that process, but then also that process does not include the right to make appropriations or amend the Constitution. So, therefore, this initiative creates the framework for the state legislature to make the law, and the law has already been proposed and written.